The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Take 2 Health and Health Foods Unlimited.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist, Kirsty Zantini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Take 2 Healthcare, your guide to better living show here on Ask the Experts Weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. I'll be your host for today's show. My name is Dr. Ashley Marchek, and I'm one of the associate doctors at Take 2 Healthcare, standing alongside Dr. Andrew Dyer and Dr. Natalie Yaley. I'm a board certified and licensed chiropractor, as well as a chiropractic acupuncturist. And I also hold a diplomate in the Clinical Board of Chiropractic Nutrition. And I've been with the Take 2 Healthcare team now for almost 4 years. It does not seem like it's been that long, but it's flown by. If you've never been to our office before, our office is located at 5777 Far Hills Avenue. And our office phone number is 937-433-3241. So if you have any questions about today's show, give us a call. We'll be glad to help you out on Monday morning. But again, our phone number is 937-433-3241. We have a couple ways that you can stay engaged with our office. We have a website and a Facebook page. Our website is take2healthcare.com. That's T-A-K-E, the number 2, healthcare.com. And on our website, I usually review this, but across the top of our website is different tabs or links for you to follow us. We have one that shows you all the doctors in our office with our bios, as well as a tab for all the services that we offer in our office. And we are quite unique. We have a lot of different services that most offices don't provide. We do chiropractic and acupuncture, but we have PEMF, thermography, and nutritional blood testing. And I'll kind of touch base with those a little bit more once we dive into today's radio show. I think there's even testimonies on our website. There's a link for testimonies as well as newsletters, case studies. It's all on there, as well as our contact information. So again, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. Our Facebook page is about the same. Just type in Take 2 Healthcare. And on there, we pretty much post the same thing. We have updated events. We post events on both our website and Facebook page, but we do case studies, different news articles, or things that might be out there on the news, and comment on them. So just two great ways to kind of stay in touch with our office. And let's get started into today's show. I always seem to run out of time, and the last time I was on the radio show was about a month and a half ago, so I always have a lot of topics that I want to make sure that I get covered on the radio show, so I'm just going to keep diving in. There are two ideas or topics that I would like to cover today, mostly because in the last month and a half, it seems like these couple of style cases have always come through, and I kind of want to address them. And I know that's kind of vague right now, but I promise it'll make sense once I start diving in. But one of the things that I wanted to cover today was a type of nutrition topic that comes up quite often in our office, especially with new patients. So when we do a nutritional evaluation, nutritional blood testing, what we do is the patient comes into the office first, and we do like a 30-minute appointment, an hour, depending on what's going on with the patient. But the reason why we do that is so we can kind of discuss out what's happening. So what brings that patient into our office, what kind of symptoms they might be having, if they're on any medications, and different habits that they have in their daily routine. And one of the questions that I particularly like to ask about is what their diet looks like. And usually when I ask this question, it's kind of like we have to pause for a second to figure out what we do, because I have a hard time remembering what I ate yesterday too. But I usually like to ask each person like a 24-hour diet recall, if even better, if I can get a week recall, what kind of foods they went for. And what I've been finding the most out of the last month and a half, and I think I've always kind of found this out, but it just kind of seems to hit home the last couple of weeks, is there are a lot of patients out there, when you ask them, what do they have for breakfast? What do you have for lunch? And what do you have for dinner? A lot of them tell me that they skip breakfast, they may skip lunch, and they might eat a big dinner, or they still skip breakfast, they'll eat a big lunch and then they'll skip dinner. Or altogether, they might grab something that is fast and convenient for them. So they'll either stop at a fast food restaurant for breakfast, grab a breakfast burrito, egg McMuffin, something like that, as well as, or I should say, and or stop at a gas station while they're picking up their coffee and gas. They get like a breakfast sandwich at a gas station. What I found was, and I actually got a newsletter out there on the on our website that's kind of talking about breakfast is an important meal of the day. But what I found was breakfast is actually a really big part of our day. And if a lot of us tend to skip over it and then tend to skip over like lunch or dinner, however they work it out throughout their daily routine, they're actually missing a big nutrition benefit for themselves. So one study that I found, and it's on that newsletter as well, but I'm kind of summarizing it for us today, is one study was conducted on young adults and teenagers, so high schoolers, so to speak, and their breakfast habits. The study found that those who skipped breakfast were likely to be 5 pounds heavier than those of their fellow classmates. This study also concluded that those who skipped the breakfast also made poor food choices throughout the day and experienced a reduced exercise routine, so they weren't really impressed to do exercises. Not just this case study, but there are other ones out there that show that breakfast can actually benefit your appetite. So it'll help you not crave the sugary foods throughout the day. It helps out with overall energy metabolism. So breakfast is actually a very important meal of the day. When I think back, because I was kind of reminiscing when I was looking at this case study and it was talking about young adults and teenagers, is what I used to do when I was in high school, which is not the best thing. And I'm glad my habits have changed. But I used to eat like 6 Oreos, a glass of milk. Lunch was French fries and mayonnaise, whatever, cookies. I think I had pop in there too. So my diet was horrible as a teenager. And that definitely has a big impact even now, like when you're as an adult getting older, missing that nutritional, you know, need and not meeting it and or just eating sugar is not the best way to handle that scenario. In this newsletter, it also mentioned what kind of foods are being consumed. So kind of just to summarize what I just said, eating Oreos, a glass of milk, cereal, cookies. That's what most kids go for these days. Something fast, something convenient. And surprisingly, there's a lot of kids that are out there eating a lot of cereal, but then they also wash it down with either pop soda or a big sugary juice drink of some sort. There was an article in the U.S. Today called Kids Cereal, Pour on the Sugar and Sodium, and it found that cereals marketed to children have 85% more sugar and 65% less fiber and 60% more sodium than those aimed at adults. Just let that sink in a little minute. I'm going to bring it back. So the children's cereal has 85% more sugar, 65% less fiber, and 60% more sodium than those aimed at adults. Think about it. The food out there on the shelves for our kids, Lucky Charms, I'm trying to think of them off the top of my head, but most of them have a ton of sugar in there, Cocoa Puffs, something like that. And it's no wonder they have a lot of sugar in there and there's a lot of bad nutritional habits formed because our breakfast just isn't where it needs to be. So once again, it is saying that cereals that are marketed to children had 85% more sugar and 65% less fiber and 60% more sodium than those aimed at adults. So the reason why I bring this up is not only because of the newsletter this past month talking about breakfast items, but there are better options out there for us to grab. And I am all for it or all with people that are in the fast-paced mode in the morning because I am not a particular good morning person. But I always try to make sure that my breakfast is a little bit fast and convenient for me. So what I mean by that is if I don't have time for breakfast in the morning, I usually have like boiled eggs in my fridge. And so I just tend to grab those as I'm running out the door. You can eat them in your car or you can just wait till you get to the office. Usually on our desk in our office, a couple of the doctors and I usually have eggs on there just so we can have a snack that's rich in protein. And it is so much better than just grabbing a muffin or a bagel, pancakes, or stopping at a fast food place for eggs that are highly oxidized, so fake eggs. You can also make a nutritional smoothie. So in that newsletter, and I probably won't run through it today, but I know it's up on our website, and I'll try to get a picture of it up on our Facebook page. There's an example of a healthy breakfast shake. And a couple of items that were thrown into this breakfast shake are chia seeds and flax seeds. So the reason why I put those in this newsletter, they're easy to put into any smoothie drink that you might have for breakfast. And in our newsletter, I'm going to just kind of quote it here. It says, protein is not the only important part of a healthy breakfast, but fiber is also essential. Fiber not only helps maintain bowel health, which improves nutrition absorption, but it also has the capability to lower cholesterol and helps us control our blood sugar, which in the long run helps us crave less sugar cravings throughout the day. So chia seeds, if you've never seen them before, they look like little black seeds. They are highly nutritious and are one of the best sources of fiber out there for breakfast. Just 1 ounce of chia seed has 11 grams of fiber per serving, and it also has 4 grams of protein. And chia seeds are kind of special. They actually can absorb water, and they can actually help you control food cravings, keeping you feeling full. They are high in antioxidants and have the ability to protect cells within the human bodies against damaged cells called free radicals. So essentially just as protecting your body. The other thing that's found in this sample recipe is flaxseed. And I put that one in there too because it's also pretty good with fiber. So just 2 tablespoons of ground flaxseed has 3 grams of protein and 4 grams of fiber. And it can be added to any smoothie or protein shake. And it also has the ability to reduce blood sugar and can be preventative against breast cancer. So I highly recommend going back out to our website. It's take2healthcare.com and go to our newsletter link, and then there'll be a drop down and you'll see September newsletter. It says breakfast, is it the most important meal of the day? And just kind of read through it because there's, like I said, there's an example at the end of the newsletter with a healthy breakfast smoothie that you can try. But I'm with everybody because the topic that I usually have or why I bring that up for their nutrition evaluation is just to see what habits we have. Because we live in a world today that is so fast-paced that we forget to even take care of ourselves by just getting a nutritious meal in. The same goes not only for breakfast, but lunch. Probably about, I would even say over half the time when I ask somebody what they have for lunch, most of it is not like a homemade meal. It's fast food. It's going down the street to pop into any McDonald's or Taco Bell or Chipotle, something like that, just something that's convenient and at our fingertips. But what you'll find is that if you are able to work on daily habits of getting better food in, like preparing your food, so I usually cook on Sundays, trying to prepare for the rest of the week so that I can have stuff at my fingertips, that you'll actually feel a lot better with a whole, like a well-rounded diet. And so that is kind of one of the coolest things that we get to do here is get to see someone's health habits change just by getting better food in. But we do that nutritional evaluation. And so for those of you who have not been into our office before, we test a comprehensive blood panel. We also have that consultation, like I mentioned before. And the blood panel goes through about 52, 54 markers. And it pretty much shows us what's going on with the whole body as a whole. I like to look at it and see what's going on with the whole person. And then if I need to, then I can make any recommendations for vitamins or dietary changes. So it's just a great tool. If you've never done it before, it's always interesting to see someone who's never done a blood test before, see what their test results look like, because you might be surprised or you might be pleasantly surprised. But it's just a great way to get yourself going, because you only have one body to take care of. So you just want to make sure that it's the best that you can do. So we're getting ready to come up on our first break of the radio show. So if you're just catching us right before break, please stay on the line and wait for us to come back. But I'm Dr. Ashley Marchek with Take 2 Healthcare. And our office is located at 5777 Far Hills Avenue. And our phone number for our office is 937-433-3241. And if you have any questions about today's show, give us a call on Monday. But we will be right back after this break.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
Whatever your nutrition, health, or performance goals are, Health Foods Unlimited is there for you. We have healthy solutions to meet your lifestyle needs with green foods, probiotics, enzymes, omega-3, and whole food-based supplements. Let Health Foods Unlimited keep your dog or cat healthy with holistic pet foods and supplements. Stop in for monthly savings going on now at Health Foods Unlimited, located a half mile east of the Dayton Mall in the Southtown Shopping Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 till 9, Saturday, 10 till 6, and Sunday, noon till 5.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
At Miami Valley Gaming, a Buckeye in your pocket is lucky. And with over 1,800 gaming machines...
Hey, Lucy.
Oh, wow. It's Bucky, the Buckeye farmer.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to the people.
So there's tiny people inside the microphones? Awesome.
Aw, oh, Bucky. Visit Miami Valley Gaming just off I-75 at exit 29. Get ready to get lucky.
Must be 21. Gambling problem in Ohio? Call the Gambling Helpline at 1-800-589-9966.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Protect your home with Cedar Creek vinyl siding. Double 4-inch and double 4-inch Dutch lap siding have a limited lifetime warranty. Available in 16 color options, only $355 per piece after sale price and 11% off. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through September 8th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
The Dayton Daily News, celebrating 120 years of real journalism, investigating the issues that impact us all, real stories that bring about real solutions. This Sunday, Dayton Daily News investigates medical marijuana in the Miami Valley. Ohio's start date has come and gone. Without legal marijuana available for patients, why is the program delayed? When will medical marijuana be available? Dayton Daily News investigates medical marijuana. Coming Sunday.
Find new roads to savings at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. The intersection of Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg is the place you'll find dependable transportation. Great deals, no doubt, every day. For a young family member driving to and from school, for a person who spends a lot of time working on the road, or a parent who doubles as a shuttle service, you'll always find a great deal at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. Come see us and discover our big city selection of trucks, cars, vans, and SUVs. Dave Kale specializes in hard-to-find trucks. Make Dave Kale your automatic choice this fall for a new vehicle. Dave says you'll always get a warm reception at his dealership.
We urge you to take the easy country drive where you'll find no hassles, minimum time at the dealership, plus our great selection of GM-certified used vehicles.
Find new roads to Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg. Visit their website, DaveKehlChevrolet.com. Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started. For over 30 years, the place to save is Dave Kale's Chevrolet.
No one really spends much time looking at your ceilings. Until, of course, a brown water stain appears and taints it. And like a catcher signaling the pitcher's mound, that spot is telling you something.
Listen to your roof and trust Maxim Roofing for all your home and commercial needs. Why? Because Maxim Roofing is a 9-time winner of the prestigious Angie's List Super Service Award, with 3- and 4-star warranties available, and proud to be celebrating 20 years of service to the Miami Valley. Call 256-4240 or visit MaximRoofing.com.
History comes to life at Carillon Historical Park's Carillon Brewery. Witness the age-old brewing techniques of our ancestors as our brewmasters bring celebrated recipes to life. You'll taste the history of beer from the classic ales of the late 1800s to today's craft beers. We also offer a full menu of historically inspired hearty fare for lunch and dinner. You're sure to find a classic favorite to satisfy your appetite in a one-of-a-kind atmosphere. Savor history by the pint at the Carillon Brewing Company.
We'll keep rain in the forecast throughout the day today, and that rain could be heavy at times. Look for breezy conditions this afternoon, windy at times tonight. Highs this afternoon in the mid to upper 60s. Rain likely tonight into tomorrow, and it'll be heavy at times again tomorrow. By the end of the weekend, we could see anywhere from 3 to 6 inches of rain. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for tuning in after the break for our show. You're listening to Dr. Ashley Marchek with Take 2 Healthcare, your guide to better living show here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. And before we went on break, I was talking about breakfast and trying to get a better quality meal or nutritional evaluation done. But what I really want to talk about now a little bit more is over the last month, since it's been about a month since I've been on the radio, I actually got to get a thermogram. And it's surprising because I've been in the office for so long, a couple of years, but I never got one done. And mostly because of the, just because I'm working usually during the time when we need to do a thermography. But I really wanted to get one done, and I had the day off a couple weeks back, and I was able to get one done. And I have got to give a shout out for Dr. Yaley for the thermography and how it went. But ladies, it is so easy to get a thermography done. I thought it was going to be a lot more complicated, which is probably why it took me a little bit more time to get it scheduled in for my personal planner. But when you sign up to do a thermography, they give you like a questionnaire, patient questionnaire, a health history for breast health, and then they book your appointment. And on the day of your thermogram, they do have some requirements that you have to make sure that you don't do. So one, you can't wear a bra before your thermogram. You also can't have deodorant on, lotions. You weren't allowed to work out an hour or so before the actual imaging was taken. And they had a couple other ones in there. Then you just sit in a room and you acclimate. And I'm so glad I got to experience this because other than knowing what the history is like or like all the research behind a thermogram, to actually have one done on yourself is quite powerful. And so when you sit in that room, I can't even remember what the time limit was, but you sit in there for a couple minutes while you acclimate, and then they change your position a little bit so that you can get a temperature reading, and then they actually shoot the images. The whole process probably took about 20 minutes, 25 minutes, and it was quick and easy. It's not even invasive, so there was no squeezing of any tissue or anything. You're standing further away from the camera itself, and she's standing behind a screen, so nobody even gets to see what you look like, and the pictures were taken probably in less than 2 minutes. It wasn't even that long to take all those pictures. The results, and the reason why I personally did it, was I started noticing that some of my family members had a questionable, like breast cancer markers, or the thermography that they had done was a little bit questionable. So I really wanted to get a baseline for myself, which I can't stress enough, like with blood work or thermography or anything, you always want to establish a baseline. So in case something changes down the road, we at least know where we started. And so that's why it was really important for me to start getting my thermography done. And I'll probably keep up with it as recommended. I think I don't have to go back in for about 6 months to a year. But it's just a great tool just to kind of see how things are going. And to go through that whole process as a patient and get to listen to what my results were and get to listening to my own family members' results, it is mind-blowing. So if you've never had one, I highly recommend checking out our website. It's take2healthcare.com. And on there, you'll see a link for thermography across the top, I think under services. And you'll be able to click on it to gather some more information. But it's a simple, non-invasive tool. Quick and easy, essentially. Just have to follow a couple rules in the morning of your test. But other than that, it is very easy to do. So give us a call for Dr. Yaley. The number is 937-433-3241. And if you have any questions about it, please call the office. They'll be able to help you out. Well, we're getting ready to go on another break here, but I will be right back after the break. My name is Dr. Ashley Marchek with Take Two Healthcare.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 11:30. I'm Jonah Adi with a WHIO news update. Our top story we're following, still getting, going to be keeping our eyes on the possibility of flash flooding getting into the afternoon with the remnants of Tropical Storm Gordon.
A wet weekend on tap. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Well, WHIO triple team traffic is looking all clear so far throughout the Miami Valley. We're not seeing anything major to slow you down out there, but be careful in the wet conditions. And it's our top story. The remnants of Tropical Storm Gordon started hitting the area in the last 24 hours, and it looks like they're going to be with us throughout most of the weekend. That means the rain and the wind are going to pick up also.
We'll see breezy conditions this afternoon. Could be windy at times tonight with winds gusting around 25 miles per hour. As we head through the day today, look for maybe 1 to 2 inches of rainfall.
That's meteorologist Josh Poland. He's going to be back later to give us a look at the exclusive WHIO forecast. Well, Dayton cops are searching for a person of interest in a shooting at a gas station.
The homicide squad wants to talk with 38-year-old Alexander Ewing. According to a 911 call, a person showed up at the closed Good Samaritan Hospital on Thursday night with a gunshot wound, saying a man had been shot at the Shell station on North Main Street.
WHIO's Ron Otto says anyone with information on Ewing is being urged to call Dayton police. Well, the Dayton Flyers are back in action after this afternoon in Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
The Flyers will play Southeast Missouri for the second straight year. UD won last year at Welcome Stadium. In his weekly coaches show Monday night, Coach Rich Chamberlain expects a tough battle today.
They've scheduled us for family weekend, so I think they're pulling out all the stops.
That's WHIO's John Tisdall. Our pregame coverage begins at 1:30 p.m., kickoff at 2 o'clock with Larry Hanskin and Mike Kelly here on the home of the Flyers. Now let's get a look at that exclusive weather forecast. Here's meteorologist Josh Poland.
Rain likely today, could be heavy at times. We'll keep things cloudy and cool with highs in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And the latest scan of the Doppler 7 radar, so far still looking at a blanket of rain covering most of the Miami Valley. Now, we are seeing some heavier rain spots picking up in Butler County at this time, but the majority of the Miami Valley is going to get a drizzle at least, but nothing too severe. It's 63 degrees in Troy and Springfield, 64 in Dayton at 1133. I'm Jonah Adi on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
Hi everyone, it's me again, here to tell you that fall is just around the corner, and with the kind of weather we've had this summer, most of us will welcome it. At our garden center, we're ready for fall planting with lots of specials, like 1 gallon Hardy Mums, 3 for $12.95, lots of evergreens starting at $8.95, and beautiful rose bushes for $12.95. We have a large selection of fruit trees, grapevines, raspberries, and blueberry bushes, hardy hibiscus, hydrangeas, boxwoods, and Japanese maples. This is also the best time to sow our green mat grass seed or our water miser grass seed, which is a turf-type tall fescue. You know, I've been telling you for years that fall is for planting, and I'll see you at 1309 Brent Pike.
Whatever your nutrition, health, or performance goals are, Health Foods Unlimited is there for you. We have healthy solutions to meet your lifestyle needs with green foods, probiotics, enzymes, omega-3, and whole food-based supplements. Let Health Foods Unlimited keep your dog or cat healthy with holistic pet foods and supplements. Stop in for monthly savings going on now at Health Foods Unlimited. Located a half mile east of the Dayton Mall in the Southtown Shopping Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 till 9, Saturday, 10 till 6, and Sunday, noon till 5.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
This is WHIO's Clark Howard. I save you money, and the gang at WHIO work hard to bring you live breaking weather, traffic, and news right here.
WHIO.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to better living show here on Ask the Experts Weekend. If you are just tuning in and catching our show for the first time today, my name is Dr. Ashley Marchek, and I'm one of the associate doctors at Take Two Healthcare, and I get to work alongside Dr. Andrew Dyer and Dr. Natalie Yaley. Our office, if you're not familiar with us or who we are, our office is located at 5777 Far Hills Avenue, and our office phone number is 937-433-3241. And pretty much what I kind of mentioned throughout the whole radio show. If you have any questions or want to know more about us or anything, you're always welcome to give our office a call. The front desk can help answer any questions that you might have. But we also have another couple ways that you can stay in touch with us. We have a website and we do have a Facebook page. Our website is take2healthcare.com. So that's T-A-K-E, the number 2, healthcare.com. And on there, we'll have different tabs across the top. Some are for the bios of each doctor. So if you're curious about who I am or what I look like, my bio's up there, as well as all the other doctors within the office. We also have a tab for all the services that we offer in our office. We are very unique. I can't say that enough. Every time I'm on the radio show, I'm just really proud of the different services that we get to offer the Dayton community. We do acupuncture. Dr. Dyer and myself do acupuncture at the office. We do chiropractic. We have nutritional blood testing, thermography, and PEMF. PEMF is a great tool. I'm just going to kind of segue there for a hot second. But PEMF is a great tool to help out with anything with circulation. So lymphatic fluid, circulation, nerve conduction, it's a great therapeutic device to help out with that. And I know Dr. Merkel's been on the radio show quite a few times mentioning about different case studies like involving his mother and other patients within our office. But it's so easy to use this type of service. You have a couple options where they can have attachments that may go on certain body parts. So if you have like a shoulder complaint, we have something that can go across the shoulder itself. Or if it's just general, we have like a mat you can lay on. But each one of those areas allow to get that current in there so that you can help heal and repair. And some people get a lot of energy when they come off of it. Definitely a pain reduction, and works with range of motion as well. So if you're not familiar with that, check out our website for PEMF. It was a type of tool that was originally designed to help out astronauts coming back from space with bone density, but they found out that it had a lot of therapeutic benefits, and we've seen a lot of patients come through our office using that type of device and getting a lot of benefits from it. So check that out. And I think before the break, since I kind of segue and lost my own train of thought there, before the break, I got to talk to you about thermography. And I can't say it enough because I finally got the time to do my own thermography with Dr. Yaley. And the reason why is a lot of my family members started having questionable like breast cancer markers, as well as abnormal mammograms. And then thermography was what we started having them do just so we can get a baseline for it. And it was so easy. And I can't say that enough about the whole process. You fill out a survey talking about breast history, breast, you know, past mammograms or anything that you've had done with examinations to the breast. You fill out that paper for us. You come into on the day of your appointment. There's a couple of rules you have to follow just to make sure that you don't like wear a deodorant or lotion or bras, because sometimes that will add in the heat pattern. And then you pretty much just get to relax in a room and acclimate to the temperature of the room. The pictures, when she took them, is non-invasive. I didn't even see her. She was behind a screen. I'm on the other side getting the pictures taken. And the whole process probably took about 2 minutes once the pictures started. So the whole thing as a whole was probably about 20 to 30 minutes long. And there's a lot of case studies up on our website for thermography. So if you're interested in those type of services, please give us a call. The number is 937-433-3241. And the other topic I kind of hinted on at the beginning part of our show was about breakfast, different nutritional evaluations. We work a lot with nutrition patients, nutritional blood testing. Our blood test is pretty comprehensive. It's about 52 to maybe even 54 markers long. And it tells you everything you pretty much want to know about you. It goes through every organ system. So you got your liver in there, your thyroid, cholesterol, vitamin D, immune system, GI tract. It's pretty much all there so we can start getting a baseline of what's going on with each one of our patients. And from there, we're able to assess what nutritional needs you might need, like as in supplements or dietary changes, because sometimes we have to change the diet around. And I brought that topic up about breakfast mostly just because if you stop and think about what types of foods you guys go for in the throughout the day, most of it's either fast or convenient or skipped altogether. And you're missing the boat. You get a lot of nutritional needs, minerals. Everything comes from our food. So we have to support our body. And I picture our body as like an engine. So if you don't give it the right fuel, it's not going to work correctly. And that's when people start having different issues, like as in pain or hormone issues or mineral issues, bone density, things like that, that all contributes to maybe a lack of a proper diet. The last thing I wanted to kind of cover, since it's been a while since I've been on the radio show, is something else that I've been noticing a lot more in my practice, because I get to do the nutritional side as well as the acupuncture and chiropractic. And I'm trying to think of how I wanted to segue into it, because I'll probably just have to be direct. We as a nation are burnt out. We are highly stressed or always highly functioning. So either we never are off our phone or off our computers or stopping working, or very few of us are able to do so. And so what I've found in the last probably a week, month and a half, if not more, because it's been quite common over the summer, is that people are starting to complain that they're really tired, or the blood tests are showing a lot of lower immune system, probably from chronic stress. And stress is such a huge player in our daily routine. And what might be stressful to somebody may not be stressful to someone else. So it just all depends on how we handle our own stress. So I know you guys are out there listening, and if you're catching the show, just think for a hot second, how much stress is in your daily routine? How much makes it like you have so many deadlines at work? I know my husband's been going through a lot of deadlines at work and feeling the pressure from it, or when I get to take state board exams for acupuncture and things like that. That stress, it's good because it's going to go away, but if it doesn't, how do we manage it? So I wanted to kind of read a section here from one of our older newsletters from June 2017, and it's called Stress Adrenal Burnout. And I'll just read this paragraph and then we'll kind of discuss it here. But it says, dating back to our ancestors, our bodies were designed to protect ourselves from danger, from predators and other threats. When faced with an emergency, our body kicks into gear what is known as the fight or flight mode. During the fight or flight response, the brain causes the pituitary gland to release a hormone that stimulates the adrenal gland. This ultimately leads to a cascade of events and secretes adrenaline, cortisol, and other stress hormones to release energy to prepare for battle or to run away. Unfortunately, because so many people have abused their system and have a sluggish liver and thyroid function, the adrenals are called upon to try to provide energy for daily use. However, that is not what the adrenals were designed for, and after prolonged overuse and abuse, the adrenals will give out and exhaustion will set in. But the adrenals were never the primary problem, just the final failure of long-term stress and dysfunction in the liver, thyroid, digestion, nutritional deficiencies, and toxicities. This is why, kind of segueing away from that for a minute here, this is why it is so important to get a baseline on your health for nutritional evaluation. Because when something comes up or something arises, we're able to start making adjustments and changes as we go through, instead of waiting until it's at the very end. This fight or flight mode that is mentioned in this newsletter is that adrenaline that you feel. So like if you had to give a presentation and your heart is racing and you are overwhelmed and having a hard time breathing, or possibly having like a anxiety attack, or college students for sure have this stress when they're working on finals because they study so hard for the actual test that once they get done with the testing, they may feel sick or get a head cold shortly after, or the flu. I know when I was in the earlier stages of chiropractic school, that after our finals or midterms or state boards, I usually was sick. And in fact, when I graduated from chiropractic school, I had the flu. So I was sitting in the audience with my cap and gown on, sicker than a dog. But we just went through a lot of finals to get through to the end. What happens is when you're in that fight or flight mode for so long, it starts wearing down on your immune system. So things that maybe never used to bother you are now bothering you, or you're getting that head cold that's coming in. The problem is, as Americans, and most of us, not all of us, I have to say that, not all of us go through this, but we have a hard time slowing it down, refreshing the system, and taking care of what our needs are, because we usually are doing something for someone else first, or we're busy with our work or something like that, but we never really take the time to turn the camera around on ourselves to make sure that we are functioning like we should be. So some of the things, if you have adrenal burnout or exhaustion, some of the things you might notice is low energy. So you're having a hard time getting up in the morning. You may have muscle and joint pain. This is mostly because tissues are healing slower, and that causes the pain to keep going up. reduced immune system, which is kind of what I was hinting at, a lot of college kids getting sick or feeling ill after you go through a stress or traumatic event, hypothyroid symptoms, and sleep disturbances. So you have a hard time getting up in the morning, but you have a hard time going to sleep at night. So it's kind of a toss-up of who's going to win. There are things that you can do. One, I would highly recommend a nutritional evaluation. So come to our office. Like I said, you'll stop and come in for a consultation for us. At least if you meet with me, we'll do 30 minutes, which that's pretty across the board. Every one of us is going to meet you for about 30 minutes. And then we get to gauge on how we want to do our nutritional evaluation. But a blood test is usually always done. But that just kind of shows where you are, what your status is, and what we need to do to tweak it to make it much better. You can reduce caffeine, reduce alcohol for sure. Alcohol is a chemical stressor in the human body, so it will tend to elevate adrenal function, which then will mess with your sleep cycle. Watch out for carbohydrates. This one's a hard one. When I usually ask patients what they think a carbohydrate is or if they have a lot of carbohydrates in their diet, they always think of sugar, but they forget bread is also a sugar, and so are bagels and pancakes and anything like that. So be mindful of how much carbohydrates are in your daily routine. Eat smaller meals, frequent meals, definitely away from your TV or desk. So if you're working through lunch, it's always nice, even for a couple minutes, just to take a break and move away from your desk. Exercise. So sometimes when you're trying to figure out what you want to do or how you want to get yourself back under control from all the stress, exercise is a great avenue to check out. Stress or exercise doesn't have to be like a very strenuous activity. So you don't have to go out there and throw weights around or go run a marathon or anything like that. What you can do, though, is just walk. Walk 20 minutes. Walk 15 minutes. Walk to the end of your driveway if you're not used to moving. If you can't walk, there are things that you can do if you're wheelchair bound. There's things that you can do in your chair. So band work, stretch bands, exercise bands, things like that. You can stretch out and do things. Swimming, it's weightless. It's a great tool. It's not hard on the joints at all, but it actually gets your heart rate up if you do swimming or laps in a pool. So there are different things that you can do out there to help out to get your adrenals under control. But a big thing would be is just definitely checking out where your nutrition evaluation would be. Get those minerals under control, making sure you have enough minerals for your body to heal and repair. Make sure the GI tract is strong so that if you do take in great nutrition, you want to make sure that you can actually break it down and absorb it. Make sure the liver, the gallbladder, everything else is under control. Your vitamin D is important for not only your immune system, your GI tract, but it helps out regulating your hormones. So that's another one that I would put on my list of things to check. So there are things that you can do. And like I said, I brought that up mostly because I've noticed it more and more on the nutrition side as well as the acupuncture side. People are doing acupuncture for stress management, which is always another avenue that you can do. Chiropractic adjustments. Adjusting the upper back or getting more motion in the upper back can actually slow down your nervous system so that you don't feel so anxious. If you have any questions about those, give our office a call. It's 937-433-3241, and we'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have on nutrition, acupuncture, chiropractic, if that's something you want to look into for stress management. I got to go on another break here. I'll be right back, but my name is Dr. Ashley Marchek with Take 2 Healthcare.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hey, it's 3 a.m. and the ticking clock seems as loud as a jackhammer, and instead of dreaming about marshmallow clouds and, I don't know, running with antelopes, you're having night sweats and worried about your parents and their medical bills. They're older, you're stressed, I get it. But losing sleep over a few questions about a medical bill isn't going to help. What will is knowing your parents have Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. They provide real people to talk to who can help, right then and there on the phone. It's this really crazy notion Anthem likes to call doing the right thing. So your parents will get the care they need, you'll feel more confident than ever, and those antelopes, well, they're about to get their running partner back.
For all the things that keep you up at night, Anthem Medicare has a solution. Real people empowered to get you on the right track so you can rest easy. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Rest easy. To learn more, visit resteasy-anthem.com. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield is the trade name of the Anthem Insurance Companies, Inc., independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Whatever your nutrition, health, or performance goals are, Health Foods Unlimited is there for you. We have healthy solutions to meet your lifestyle needs with green foods, probiotics, enzymes, omega-3, and whole food-based supplements. Let Health Foods Unlimited keep your dog or cat healthy with holistic pet foods and supplements. Stop in for monthly savings going on now at Health Foods Unlimited, located a half mile east of the Dayton Mall in the Southtown Shopping Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 till 9, Saturday, 10 till 6, and Sunday, noon till 5.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Mastercraft is the name to know for quality doors. They're factory assembled to provide the best fit and perfect seal every time. Get 11% off any stock or special order Mastercraft exterior door. Get 11% off everything. Now at Menards. Good through September 8th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Unleash the financial strength that your current home has today. A Damac Credit Union home equity loan can utilize the financial strength you have in your home and use it for important milestones in your life, like remodeling your existing home, helping finance your child's college education, or taking the family on a vacation. Damac home equity loans start at some of the lowest rates available and are easy to understand. You can apply today online, by phone, or at any Damac branch. Learn more at DamacCU.com.
Hey, Paul. What's wrong?
I've been at the counter the entire day, and I feel like people don't know we're open.
Not open? Well, heck yeah, we're open. We're Indiana Oxygen, Dayton's newest gas and welding supply company. Our counter is now open to serve you. We're not a box store. We're family-owned and operated, providing superior service for all your industrial gas and welding supply needs. Visit Indiana Oxygen at 3012 Production Court, right off Webster at Needmore.
Awesome. We should really broadcast that on the radio.
You never know what you'll find at Home to Home, brand new and consigned. Inventory is constantly changing in our huge new showroom. Do you have gently used furniture to sell? Consign it with Home to Home and we'll sell it all, guaranteed. It's safe and easy. We'll even pick it up. Visit HomeToHomeDayton.com to see our stuff and learn about consigning with us. We're in Cross Point Shopping Center off 675. Open 7 days a week.
If you're attending the Air Force Marathon and want to avoid the traffic, the RTA is providing a free shuttle from the Wright State University Nutter Center to the start line beginning at 4:30 a.m. on Saturday, September 15th. For more information, go to usafmarathon.com.
Five Rivers Metro Park's Second Street Market is now open on Sundays from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. through the end of December. This summer, enjoy fresh local produce from the outdoor farmers market and then stop inside for lunch. Plan your next visit at metroparks.org/localfood.
Hi, I'm Danielle from Burns Garden Center, where we've been growing healthy plants right here in the Miami Valley for three generations. Our fabulous fall sale is going on now through Sunday.
It's a great time to plant, and now's the time to get the best deals of the year. 30% off flowering trees and shrubs, including our popular hydrangeas and amazing perennials.
Come visit our beautiful garden center in Beaver Creek in Middletown. You've got to see Burns.
We'll continue to track showers this afternoon and this evening. That rain could be heavy at times. Temperatures in the mid to upper 60s. For tonight, increasing chances for some heavy rain, especially late tonight into Sunday morning. For Sunday, we're looking at showers with high temperatures back in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
All right. Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to our show today. We have a couple minutes left here before I'm off the air for the weekend. But first, if you're just catching us, we do have a playback option on WHIO, and it's also on our website, take2healthcare.com, and I think our radio shows are posted on there. So if you want to catch the show that I did today, especially since this is tail end of it, definitely check out those two options. And if you need any help finding them, give our office a call. Our office is 937-433-3241, and they'll be happy to help you out. But I'm Dr. Ashley Marchek, and I was covering today's show on Ask the Experts Weekend for Take Two Healthcare. And a couple of the topics that I ran through today are pretty much all over the board, but I only get to come on the radio show every now and then, so I get really excited and have so much new material that I want to cover. One was breakfast. I gave some recommendations on different options for breakfast items that you can try. Definitely need to figure out what your daily routine looks like, because that's the most important part. So if you're noticing that you're skipping breakfast, skipping lunch, who knows, some people even just eat a couple snacks and skip dinner. So you're really missing that nutritional boat of getting nutrition in from your food. Make sure the food is good quality. Stopping at fast food is probably not the best way to go. Make sure it's very nutritious. Some of the recommendations I gave were different protein sources. So you can take in eggs, chia seeds, which help out with fiber, and same with different smoothies that you can have. There's a recipe on our website. It's actually in our newsletter for this month for breakfast. Is it the most important meal of the day? So you can see a recipe option on there for our smoothies. The other thing I kind of covered today was a thermogram. I got my first one, and I'm super excited to talk about it. I keep telling Dr. Yaley I was going to mention it on the radio show because I just think it was so easy to do, but also a great tool to evaluate what's going on within my own breast health. And it was so easy, non-invasive. Probably took about 20 to 30 minutes. So if you never had one before, check out our website again. It's got take2healthcare.com. And under our service tab, you'll get to see the thermogram and all the instructions for it. And lastly, to round up the rest of our show here, I talked about adrenal fatigue or stress, being burned out. There are things that you can definitely do with like nutritional evaluation, acupuncture, or chiropractic to kind of help manage any stress that you might be having in your daily routine. I'm going to give a shout out because I have a lot of patients that are doing the Air Force Marathon next weekend. I will be out there with you. So if you see me along the course, just wave. But I want to wish everybody good luck. And no matter if you're doing a 5K or the full marathon, good luck. And you can definitely do this. Hopefully we have good weather. I'm not sure if it's going to be hot or rainy or what's going on with Ohio, but hopefully we have great weather for it. Have a great weekend, everyone. My name is Dr. Ashley Marchek, and I'm with Take Two Healthcare.